I'm going to call the Jobs and Economic Development Finance Division order. Welcome to the club, kids. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't say that. Well, thank you for choosing this committee. I'm Representative Mahoney. I am the chair. I've been on this committee for, God, 20 years. 20 years. So that doesn't make me any smarter than anybody else in the committee, let me tell you. Just more bruises. How's that sound? I think we've got a quorum, so I can call it to order. You know, today is just a little bit of staff presentation, kind of going over some of the ground rules, so to speak. We'll start at 8 o'clock or as close to 8 o'clock as we can. I was telling one of our colleagues today, I had quite the joyful moment when I woke up this morning and I saw the clock. My clock said 7:34. I'm like, ugh! And raced down, you know, raced into the suit and tie and came downstairs, not even having coffee yet. And my wife is sitting there with her coffee and the dog. You're going to work awfully early. And I turned around and looked at the clock and it said 6:30. My clock was an hour fast, and I didn't do that on purpose. So we will be trying to start at 8. I don't know why we got the short straw at starting at 8, but I guess we're just going to take it with that. So I call this to order. I'm going to ask people to introduce themselves, a couple words about yourself, your district, and then we will have we'll introduce the rest of the staff and they can tell you what they do a little bit. The staff on this committee, the staff in this building is all top-notch. I have not run into, in 20 years here, I've not run into a bad staff person. So never, ever in this committee throw a staff person underneath the bus. You may have trouble having a bill heard. So why don't we... we'll give Bob a chance to sit down, and we'll make him work right off the bat by introducing himself. Because I know Bob is the lead, the Republican lead on this committee, and Bob and I have served on this committee a long time.
Okay. My name is Bob Gunther. I come from District 23A, 72 miles on the Iowa line. You all. And it's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to it for
a couple of years.
A couple of years at least.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Barb Haley, District 21A. It's Goodyear and Wabasha counties, so along the Mississippi River and Lake Pepin, just an hour south of here. And I'm privileged to be on the committee and look forward to the work that we can all do together.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Kristen Robbins. I'm the new representative from House District 34A, which is half of Maple Grove, Dayton, and Rogers, so the seat Joyce Pepin used to occupy. So I'm very excited to be on this committee, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Morning. Jason Rarick. I represent 11B, Pine, and Kennebec counties. My background is in the trades, electrical union, for over 25 years, so I really happy that I was on the committee last time around and again this time, and looking forward to at least a month working with you guys.
Yeah, some people just really need to cover up that false pride. Wig and a roll.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Shane Mecklen. I'm one of the freshmen. My area is 15B, Newburger's old seat, so it's Benton and Sherburne, a little bit of Wright and Morrison County. For the last decade and a half, I'm also a trade guy. I'm a residential general contractor, so this actually fits right into my wheelhouse, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Good morning. My name is Mahmoud Nur. I'm the vice chair for this committee. I'm also delighted to be with all of you. I'm from Minneapolis, District 60B.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Representative Jim Dabney, District 63A, South Minneapolis, along the same river, just a little further north, as Representative Haley.
I'm Mike Sundin from Carlton County, 11A, 41-year member of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, about 15 years as head trustee of that district council. Last 10 years I've worked in wage enforcement for my union, and looking forward to crafting some law that will make that process a little more efficient.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Rena Moran. I represent District 65A, which is my district is right outside of the Capitol, going west on the Main Street, University Avenue. I'm in my fifth term in the House of Representatives and serving my second round on the Jobs Committee, and really excited to be here this morning.
Good morning. I'm Zach Stevenson. We're continuing up the Mississippi River from Representative Dabney. I represent 36A, which is Coon Rapids and Champlin, just to the north and east of Representative Robbins over there. I'm in my first term. I'm a prosecutor for Hennepin County.
Good morning. I'm Ann Claflin. I represent District 54A, which is downriver along the Mississippi, South St. Paul, Cottage Grove, Newport, St. Paul Park, and Great Cloud Island.
Good morning, Mr. Chair members. My name is Jay Song. I represent District 67B, where Sheldon Johnson used to hold. My background is in workforce development, where I work for Hennepin County, so I look forward to working with all of you.
And he also is among the river.
Other side of the river.
Yeah. Chair, I'm Jeff Backer. I start the Minnesota River, so I'm way on western. I'm as far west as you can get in Minnesota. There's that hump, bump, tip, elbow, nose for none of you have heard that saying before. So one of the things that greatly concerns me is, unfortunately, if you go down from Canada down to Iowa, no longer we have any communities larger on the Minnesota side. They've migrated into North Dakota. I think there's things that we can do, Chair and Vice Chair, to help that, because I think it's unpopular that we have a lot of our population centered in just one part of the state. I don't think that's healthy. So, and I represent the largest agricultural area of the state. So thank you, Chair.
And how about we start at this side here and introduce our staff?
I'm David Sullivan with DFL Research. I've been working this committee about half as long as Chair Mahoney.
My name is Ben Weeks. I work with House Research, and this is my fifth year on this committee.
Anna Shaleen, House Research. It's my third year on this committee.
Chelsea Whitman, House GOP Research, and first year on this committee, sixth year at the House.
Mr. Chair, members, good morning. My name is Solveig Beckel. I'm the fiscal analyst for this committee, nonpartisan, and this is my first year with this committee and House.
Chair, members, Michael Molnar, committee legislative assistant, first time on the committee, been working with Representative Mahoney for 3 years, 6 years at the House.
Travis Reese, committee administrator for this committee and also the Labor Committee, first time on both of them, and now entering my 11th year here at the House.
Well, members, just to kind of lay this out, we're going to have staff. Oh, I'm sorry. Could the pages please introduce themselves? We are a water-orientated committee, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
The water committee. I will tell you a few things, and then we'll, once our colleague gets seated, she can introduce herself. Not everyone is here this morning, so we'll let them introduce themselves again when they get here. We are not meeting on Thursday. We'll be meeting next week. Next week we'll have a list of the committee rules. I'm such a stickler on the rules. So. I'm not that much of a stickler on the rules, to the rules. I do like to start on time. I don't mind coffee or beverages. I really don't like it when people bring their lunch to the committee and eat at the table. I've done it on occasions once we get really, really busy, but the rest of the rules will come at that particular time. Let's see, what else do I have right at the top? No, why don't we ask our colleague, Hassan, Representative Hassan, if you'd introduce yourself and tell us which river you live on.
The good side. I'm Representative Hodan Hassan. I represent South Minneapolis. I think most of you know Karen Clark, so I'm the new Karen Clark.
Good morning, John Kosnick. Enjoyed the long drive here from Lakeville this morning. The traffic was wonderful, but happy to be on the committee.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you. This morning we're going to have our nonpartisan staff kind of go over what they do. Hopefully, relatively quickly, we'll come up with a list of some of the things that our committee goes over. But we have two or three, we have some divisions. We have Department of Labor and Industry that we do their budget. Department of Economic Development budget. We have Bureau of Mediation Services budget. We have a fiscal agent, a fiscal committee for commerce. Am I missing one? Am I missing one?
Mr. Chair, Destination Medical Center.
Oh, Rochester?
We know the mayor.
Yeah, we do know the mayor. The mayor of Rochester used to sit on this committee for a very long time. Department of Employment and Economic Development. And hopefully we'll have a list of a more detailed list for all the members of the committee to know what we are going to be working on this year. So with that, I'm going to ask nonpartisan staff to kind of go over what they do and how they help us look really smart. Good idea.
Mr. Chair and members, again, Anna Shaleen, House Research, and we're going to be going in sequence here. You've got a little bit of an introduction from us. Again, House Research, we are your assistants. Anyone who wants to write a bill that might be heard in this committee, you can come to us. You can also go to the revisor for sort of simple bills, updating bills from last year, but anything more complicated, we're a really good resource. We'll actually write the bill. We can also help you research, develop it. You can come to us with a very big idea or a small idea, whatever it is, and we can help you turn it into something you can actually have heard in this committee or any other. We also staff the committee, so we're here to answer questions. If during discussion you're like, wait a minute, I thought, you can come, you can send us a note, you can ask us to come talk to you off the floor or outside the committee if you want quickly. Or if you have a question publicly, you can ask the chair to refer a question to us. What else? That's basically the services we can provide. We each have a subject matter expertise. So Ben and I are your House Research staff for this committee. I cover the agency structure of deed, DALI, and I'll write most of your appropriations for this committee. Ben does labor and employment law and writes most of the longer policy bills, though some of those are going to be going to labor first, the labor committee first. The big change from the last biennium or two is that this committee is no longer covering energy and housing. Those have their own separate committees for finance and policy, so ours is a little bit narrower now. In addition, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, the border-to-border broadband grants and portions of the Commerce Department that deal with energy have all been assigned to other committees, either Energy or the Greater Minnesota Committee. And let's see, that's most of the changes in what we're covering. We have a couple handouts for you today. If you open your committee folder, the first one is this Economic Development, Employment, and Labor Acronyms and Nicknames. This is a good thing to put in your committee save folder. So we have a lot of different agencies and acronyms that come up in our work here. It can be real handy to just be like, now what is this JCF everybody keeps talking about? You can flip through and you can get a little summary citation so you can look up if you wanted to have someone find the actual law for you and just have a little reminder of what all these different acronyms will be talking and mean. We also have one titled Economic Development Job Creation Programs in Minnesota. Now, not all of these are going to be part of this committee. Some of them are in the Agriculture Committee or Department of Revenue, but it gives you a little overview of all the different programs we already have in the state of Minnesota for helping businesses and helping create jobs. As you might have heard, a big part of what we do here is job creation, business support, and then workforce development. Those are sort of the biggest parts of what this committee will end up covering. Now, we do a lot of appropriations, both to run the agency budgets and also to have them run all these programs that we want to achieve the different objectives you have for the state of Minnesota. With we do both appropriations to an agency. Workforce development's the easiest one to see this in. Workforce development, we give a lot of money to the Department of Employment and Economic Development, DEED, and then they run competitive grant programs. They'll put out a request for proposals, take lots of different applications, select the ones that fit the requirements of the program the best, and further hand that money out to small groups and nonprofits that then run the actual program. The reason we really encourage doing it in that sort of way is then you have a clear set of rules that apply to everybody doing those grants. DEED is really great at managing those programs, monitoring them, making sure all the paperwork's good, and having lots of oversight. The Office of the Legislative Auditor, who looks at our programs fairly often, really encourages having an open grant program like that. However, we also give direct appropriations to both programs and individual projects. Oftentimes, programs that go through the competitive grant process a few times, that process is geared towards new programs and funding the startup of those things. So sometimes a program will get funding through that maybe a couple of times, but they still need to have money to keep supporting the program, and there may not be another good source of that funding other than the state. And so often then members will write a direct appropriation for that group. We have a number of them. If you look back to, say, the 2017 Omnibus for Jobs, we have a lot of direct appropriations in there to groups like the YWCA, CLUES, some of these other organizations that have a history of doing workforce or business development programs for this committee. And those are sort of the big picture idea reasons why you might do one of those two things. And if you're not sure which way you might want to go, you can always ask us and we can give you advice on what might be the best fit for your objectives. I think I'm going to pass this on then to Mr. Weeks.
Chair Mahoney and members, Ben Weeks, House Research. One other single sheet in your packet has Jobs and Economic Finance Division at the top and says policy purview. This was just our attempt to put together some sections of statute, chapters of statute, that have traditionally fallen under the purview of the Jobs Committee. I won't run through them all, but some of the Jobs Division, some of the highlights, Department of Labor and Industry, their enforcement powers, what they do, labor standards and wages, things like minimum wage, overtime, rest breaks, prevailing wages paid to workers on government projects. It ranges from that to occasionally the public employment labor relations, employment generally, parental leaves, sick leaves, private rights of action for employees in employment situations, child labor, unemployment insurance, all the way to the kind of unique outlier combative sports. This committee has kind of oversight over boxing and mixed martial arts fighting in Minnesota.
We're all required to go to at least one.
And in addition to what Ms. Chalene said that we can help you with in house research, we often get questions from members if a constituent is having an issue in one of these areas, such as a constituent's having trouble with their unemployment insurance or having trouble at work and wants more information on the law in that area, please reach out to us. We're happy to help. We do that all the time. In the interest of brevity, why don't I turn it over to Ms. Beckel to talk about the financial side.
Mr. Chair, members, hello. My name, again, for the record, is Solveig Beckel. My name tag is on the way. I am the fiscal analyst for all three committees that this jobs committee used to be the past 4 years. So besides this committee, I am also on the Energy and Climate Committee, as well as the Greater Minnesota Jobs and Economic Development Committee. If you take a look at the handout with all the numbers on it in your folders, you should see some of the basic numbers that you'll be looking at for this committee. Essentially, we have six accounts that you'll need to pay attention to. Those are Employment and Economic Development, or DEED, Destination Medical Center, which, yes, is the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, the Labor and Industry Department, or DALI, the Mediation Services Bureau, the Workers' Compensation Court of Appeals, and the Commerce Department minus Energy and Climate. So we have sort of 6/10 of the original Commerce Department, or of the Commerce Department. If you are interested in the various programs that are within those accounts or agencies, you can take a look lower down on the sheet. And then the rest of the packet is just about different funds. The first page here is all about general funds. That's the fund we are most frequently going to be drawing from. And then the other funds are listed underneath each program and give you an idea of the various places that we will draw our funds from. Beyond that, I am the fiscal analyst, so that means if you have any questions about numbers, please come to me. If you think you need a fiscal note, you'll come to me. And a fiscal note is basically just information from the Office of Management and Budget if we need to look at what impact on the budget your proposed policy would have. Please do tell me as soon as possible if you believe you need a fiscal note, or if you're not sure if you need a fiscal note, just ask me. They can take a while, and they especially get backed up as the session goes on. Additionally, this is just a small piece of the larger tracking spreadsheets that I will be keeping the entire session. Again, if you have any questions about the numbers, you will contact me, Solveig Beckel. Thank you.
Members, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to have just a few comments about the staff that they didn't. We're all Minnesota nice around here. We tend to not talk about how good we are. I will say I asked for some information at the end of last session on workforce, and I ended up with a stack about this tall, several analyses of it, and frankly, I read it almost all of it, and so the staff and the research staff, and this is primarily for the freshmen, because the more seasoned veterans around here do understand this, but they go above and beyond when they ask, when you ask for nonpartisan research, and they do a great job, and they will give you more information than you probably thought you could use. And if you're you've been here 20 years or so, you start to, you could, I was surprised at what I didn't know after 20 years here reading the research. The fiscal notes, I will say, our fiscal analyst was kind. If you're going to have a bill that has a fiscal impact, the earlier you ask for a fiscal note, the less I will use it to shut you down. I mean, to advise us that we don't have the money for it. And one of the things that I have to do every year, every budget cycle, is request the previous year's budget with all the listed line items, because it reminds me of how many things and how many programs are in this particular committee. I was looking at it again last night, and the quick off the top of my head, there must have been about 25 line items on small budgets from a couple hundred thousand down to $60,000 or $70,000. So there's a ton of programs in this particular committee. I am a big proponent of the competitive grant process. There is a lot of people that will come to you and say how important their program is, and they can't possibly work with a competitive grant. But there also is no control once the money leaves here if it's a direct appropriation. We don't have any control of how they spend it at the end of the day. We can call them back 2 years later and say, how did you spend it, and publicly make them state it. But the competitive grant, they actually have to propose, outline how, and then account for it when we go through a competitive grant program rather than a direct appropriation. And we don't have broadband in this committee any longer. That is over in someone else's committee. That was always an interesting argument of how much. A chair never likes to hand off to another committee its fiscal authority, but I am not altogether that upset with that one. So, are there any questions for the staff? Well, again, I will tell you, feel free to call them up. Their numbers are on a little post-it note right next to my phone, because I do call them regularly. Representative Eklund, you came, you were held up, I'm sure. But we've all introduced ourselves. You might want to do the same.
I'm Representative Eklund. I represent District 3A, which is basically, if you look at the map of Minnesota, it's the whole point of northern Minnesota. And I apologize for being late, Mr. Chair. It wasn't on my schedule. It will be from now on.
You were probably just reading about the constitutional movement to get rid of the angle.
Actually, Walright sulfate, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Eklund is, Representative Eklund is being quick modest. He commonly forgets to add to his introductions that he was voted the second best looking graduate of International High School in 1976. I was there.
And he was the, and there was only one person in the class? Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, members, in some committees you will, the chair tries to assign a seat. We're all grown-ups. I ask that you, for the page's sake, so that they can get your paperwork out to your desk and your name tags up, you try to sit, find a place where you want to sit and then stay there, or stay as close to it as you can, because you can certainly shift folders if you need to. I don't assign You're all, like I say, we're all grown-ups here. Sit where you want to sit. Let's see, is there anything else? Bob, Representative Gunter, did you have any comments as the my counterpart over there?
I think you covered it very well. I think the information we got from the staff is outstanding. I think reading through it, I learned quite a bit, and I've been in this committee for 20-some years. And I'm looking forward to working with you and the rest of the committee, and I think this is going to be a fun committee.
It certainly can be.
I'm going to get a lot done.
I'm going to try. I will give you one word of advice from me as the past chair. I try to start on time and get through the whole agenda, and I have been known to ask members to stop asking questions and go talk to the staff or the lobbyist or the author of the bill. I try not to be too rude about it, but sometimes we, on both sides of the aisle, we get too deep into the details. We are a budget committee that does a budget. We don't try to figure out how they spent their last dime. We hire good people at the state to run the programs we ask them to run, and I truly believe that we sometimes feel like we get paid by the word, and we don't. We get paid by the results. So, members, unless there's any other questions, any other information that someone or any of the members care to share, I'm going to adjourn this committee, and we will see you a week from today on the 22nd. Let's see. And my door is actually open a lot. I'm happy to meet, whether it's with the Republican staff or the Democratic, Republican members or the Democratic members. If you've got a question, again, Bob's a good resource. I've been here 20 years. We can at least direct you to the place where you can get an answer, which I got a question this morning from the Ways and Means Chair. So with that, unless anything else, we're adjourned.